Gentlemen, hi friends, this is Buns Bella. This is your girl, Buns Bella, your host for the segment The Health Plug, courtesy of TWDM Podcast, equipping you for eternity. Today, tonight, we are starting a new three-part series of study on body weight. We're going to talk all things body weight. Wait, we didn't talk about our opening song. Our opening song is by a singing group called Honor and Song from their third album. The song is titled Thapelo ya Rona. You know, it's funny how I never paid attention to Honor and Song. I don't know why. It's weird. But I think it was because I used to have a thing towards popular youth singing groups. I just didn't want to do anything with them. I didn't want to attend their concerts or listen to their music. And that was my case with Honor and Song. Until a friend suggested that I listen to their song called Thapelo ya Rona. And just a few weeks prior that, YouTube had suggested their song, Jesus Build a Home in My Heart. I listened to the song and man, didn't the song build a home in my heart? It became my daily prayer song that Jesus may build a home in my heart, that Jesus may ever reside in my heart. As for Thapelo ya Rona, I started listening to it and immediately it became my family's prayer song. It's a song I sing, pleading with God to answer our prayers as a family, as we have no other help but Him. So yeah, that is how Honor and Song became a fave. Their songs are mostly prayers that resonate with me because they'll be addressing my heartfelt needs. So yeah, let's talk about body weight, should we?
Dumela motswana wetso, o reditse the health plug le bans bela.
Bonjour, vous écoutez le health plug avec Bans Bella.
Annyeong haseyo, Bans Bella wa hamke hanin health plug tutko kesibeda.
So what is body weight? Body weight is the product of body mass in kilograms and acceleration due to gravity measured in newtons. Okay, come on now. But in simpler terms, body weight is the measure of someone's mass, how heavy or light someone's body is. The most basic way to measure body weight is to use a body weight scale, skali. How can you know if your body weight is healthy or not? We use what is called BMI. BMI, which is short for Body Mass Index, is an inexpensive and easy screening method for body weight category. It is used to categorize the body as whether it's underweight, healthy weight, overweight, and obese. BMI is someone's weight in kilograms divided by the square height in meters. So that is how you calculate someone's body mass index. For adults 20 years and older, body mass index, that is BMI, is interpreted by using standard weight status categories that are the same for all ages and for both men and women. The standard weight status categories associated with BMI ranges for adults are, and any BMI below 18.5 is considered underweight. BMI between 18.5 and 24.9 is considered healthy weight. BMI between 25.0 and 29.9 is considered overweight. BMI that is above 30.0 is considered obesity. BMI is calculated the same way for adults and children. That is, you take someone's weight in kilograms and you divide it by the square of height in meters. But the results are interpreted differently. For adults, BMI classifications don't depend on age or sex. Again, that's what we have already discussed, that for adults, it does not depend on their age or sex. For kids and adolescents between 2 and 20 years old, BMI is interpreted relative to a child's age and sex, because the amount of body fat changes with age and it varies by sex. BMI does not measure body fat directly, and hence it shouldn't be used as a diagnostic tool. Instead, BMI should be used as a measure to track weight status in populations and as a screening tool to identify potential weight problems in individuals. Therefore, BMI is an appropriate measure for screening for obesity and other health risks. Let's talk about this. Why is it important to maintain a healthy weight? Why is it important to have your BMI ranging between 18.5 and 24.9? Number one, a healthy weight can help you feel good and have energy to do the things you want. Number two, it can help you prevent and manage many chronic diseases and conditions, most non-communicable diseases. Number three, having overweight or obesity increases your risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, heart diseases, gallbladder diseases, female health disorders, arthritis, some types of cancer, and also sleep disorders. If you currently have a higher body weight, losing as little as 5 to 10% of your current weight can lower your risk for these diseases. Being underweight also increases your chances of developing health problems. If you have a low BMI, you may be more likely to develop medical problems such as osteoporosis and anemia, and it may be harder to recover from a condition than others who are slightly overweight. So both overweight and underweight can put one in risk of having health conditions. In most cases, body weight changes as we age. And this is because as we age, metabolism, that is how the body gets energy from food, can change. This means that some older adults may become more active, must become more active, or eat fewer calories to maintain or achieve their ideal weight. Sometimes one may lose weight unintentionally, not by choice. This can occur due to several factors such as loss of appetite, difficulty in leaving the house to buy food, pain when eating or swallowing. Sudden unintended weight loss can be a sign of serious medical problems such as cancer, gastrointestinal disorders, and even some neurological diseases. If any of your loved ones or even yourself finds out that they are losing weight rapidly without meaning to do so, consult a healthcare professional to find out if there is a medical cause. And remember, keeping your weight in the normal range is an important part of healthy living. As in other stages of life, elevated body mass index in older adults can increase the likelihood of developing health problems. These may include heart diseases, high blood pressure, stroke, and diabetes. Losing weight or maintaining healthy weight can help reduce these risks. In the following couple of weeks, we will discuss healthy and permanent ways of losing and gaining weight. We are going to also talk about how to maintain a healthy weight. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I invite you to listen to Work It Out with Fiona, where we are currently learning about the messages to the seven churches every Monday, the quarterly elements with the cosmos every Friday, where we are learning about the Bible and human emotions. I pray that God keeps you safe. Until next time we meet, goodbye and have yourself a beautiful sleep.